Good morning, everyone. A very cordial welcome to Moments of Melody, 5 minutes of pearls and parables to help you begin your day. It was F.D. Gordon who wrote, "A father and mother living together with their children, tender in their love, pure in their lives, strong in their convictions, simple and orderly in their habits, do infinitely more than presidents and governors, legislators and clergymen can do in making a strong nation." In just a few moments, we're going to read some verses about the Lord Jesus at a marriage. Yes, marriage was considered so important by him that he performed his first miracle at a wedding. A few verses from the sacred scriptures to help you begin your day. A reading from the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 2. 2 days afterwards, there was a wedding feast in Cana in Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there. Jesus himself and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. Here the supply of wine failed, whereupon Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no wine left." Jesus answered her, "Nay, woman, why hast thou troubled me about that? My time is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And there were 6 water pots standing there, as the Jewish custom of ceremonial washing demanded. They were of stone, held about 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And when Jesus said, "Fill the water pots with water," they filled them up to the brim. Then he said to them, "Now draw and give a draught to the master of the feast." So they gave it to him. And the master of the feast tasted this water, which had now been turned into wine, and he did not know whence it came. Only the servants who had drawn the water knew that. The master of the feast then called the bridegroom and said to him, "It is ever the good wine that men set first, and the worst kind only when all have drunk deep. Thou hast kept the good wine until now." And so in Cana of Galilee, Jesus began his miracles and made known the glory that was his, so that his disciples learned to believe in him. And after this he went on to Capernaum with his mother and his brethren and his disciples, not staying there many days. You've been listening to Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to help you begin your day. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow morning at the same time, same station, for another program of Moments of Melody.